Hey guys, this is Sabrina Fala, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today I am super excited for this show because I have on the line Canada's very own Miss Sabrina Fala. Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Sabrina, for me, really, like all my guests, it is truly an honor. I'm glad we have had this opportunity to do this interview. When I heard your EP, Kiss is a Killer, I was really impressed. And I just want to say thank you for taking your time and doing this with me.
Well, thank you for enjoying my music.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Sabrina, what I'd like to do first off is get a little bit of history about yourself. And then what we're going to do is we're going to play some songs off the EP, Kiss is a Killer. So what I would like to do is turn the floor over to you.
Sure. So I'm Sabrina Fala, and I'm born in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Music is my passion. I write songs, I play the guitar and the piano. My influences are Green Day, Bon Jovi, and Billy Idol. And I hope to be doing music for a very long time.
What do you think was the most defining moment in your life that made you want to become a singer?
When I won my first singing competition at the age of 14, that was when I knew I got this, I want to do it.
Have you done any live shows?
Yes, I have.
What would be one of your most memorable shows?
Well, the one I'm thinking about right now is probably the Tulip Festival in Ottawa. I think it was in 2013. I'm guessing, but I was on one of the big stages, and it was my first time being on a big stage acoustically, and the sound was amazing. The crowd was amazing. It was such a nice day outside. And it was just wonderful that day, and I had a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Sabrina, on the EP, Kiss is a Killer, the first track I would like to talk about is called Didn't Last. Could you give the listener some history about that track?
Sure. That song is about a relationship that was going through a lot of suffering and pain, and the girl had to walk out because she was dealing with too much. And that's why the relationship didn't last.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Didn't Last on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up. Okay, welcome back. We are with Sabrina Fala. And Sabrina, like I said, in the beginning, I had heard your EP, and I really do think, you know, all these songs are amazing. And I hope I don't sound robotic, but chances are I may say that after every song we play. Well done, well composed, overall, great job.
Thank you so much.
Listen, Sabrina, has there ever been a point in your life where you had lost the interest in performing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle it?
I would think that would be my down days, where I feel like I've worked so hard and I don't want to give up, but I have had those days. But because I have such a supportive family, they always said, it's okay, you don't have to do it today, but tomorrow you're going to wake up, it's a new day, everything will be okay. Even when I'm feeling down, I would still go on stage, but I might not do my best. But I have had days when I'm like, I can't play the guitar, I'm too stressed. But, you know, artists are very sensitive. So, for me, I'm very sensitive as an artist. So sometimes if I'm down, I just need like just to take a breath, just to breathe a bit. But I've never truly said to myself, I give up. I've always said, I'll get back up tomorrow. I'll be fine.
In your opinion, what defines a successful record?
If it comes out the way that you want it to, and the sound is what you heard before the record was made, or basically what you imagined is on the record, and you put it out and you're getting the response you want from it, I think that's a successful record, in my opinion.
I think that's a great answer. Sabrina, the next track I would like to talk about is called Hurt. How about some history on that song?
That song is very close to my heart. And it's about friends who were never there for you, basically. They didn't care. They didn't support you. And all you wanted was them to be there for you. And you just had to walk away in the end.
I think we can all relate to that at one point in our lives, can't we?
I'm sure a lot of people are relating to that song, yeah.
All right, well, here it is, Hurt, on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. I needed someone, you were never there. You had to star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start to healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Since the day I said goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt. Hurt, my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt.
All right, welcome back. We are with Sabrina Fala. And Sabrina, you know, another wonderful, wonderful song. Sabrina, next question I'd like to ask you is this. What piece of musical advice forever changed your way of thinking?
That's an interesting one. I've never been asked that question before. Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. Oh, wow. I think it would be when my parents would always encourage me to do what I love and not to give up and go for my goal and just be successful in the way that I can be and pretty much don't stop, go for it, and never give up.
I think that's a great answer. The next track I'd like to talk about, Sabrina, is called Kiss is a Killer. Now, this is the self-titled track to the EP.
Right.
How about you go ahead and give the listeners some history about that one?
Sure. So for that song, I thought of the theme of Greece, because in the song I talk about the leather pants, in my mind, the leather pants and the leather jackets, and the guys think they're so cool that they can get the girl, and of course, they give the best kisses, right? So that's why it's called Kiss is a Killer.
Oh, very cool. I would have never have guessed coming off a Greece movie, but...
Yeah,
that's
I know. I just like Greece so much. It somehow it fit in.
Well, that's awesome. Well, here it is. Kiss is a Killer with Sabrina Fala on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up.
Tattoos. I just said to try your lips. That's where all the danger lives. Sugar can be
again, we are back with Sabrina. And, you know, I really, really enjoy that song. Again, it, you know, just well put together, well thought through.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this one, Sabrina. What do you think will be the next revolution in the music industry?
Wow. I hope rock comes back and becomes the main thing in the industry. And because there are a lot of big rock bands out there, and I think more rock bands need to come out in this industry, need to be heard. I think there should be like a rock punk revolution.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of rock and rollers out there, that's for sure. Sabrina, the next question I'd like to ask you is this. What is one piece of advice that you would have given yourself 5 years ago in the music industry?
Oh, I like that question. Not to doubt myself so much and not to stress out as much as I do all the time. And to relax more and not to worry so much. That's what I would have said to myself. Yeah.
Once again, another great, great answer. The next track I would like to talk about is called Paradise Comes with a Price. Can you give us some history about that one?
That song is about depression. So I wrote it for mental illness. And I wrote it for people to have hope and not to let go and not to give up. To stand strong and know that everything's going to be okay.
That's a killer answer. All right, well, here it is. Paradise Comes with a Price on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up.
All alone in your hotel room, bloodshot eyes looking to leave the gloom, climbing up that stairway where you can almost taste the sky, then dropping through the atmosphere, asking yourself why through tears, that needle in your vein feels like ice. On a night like this you don't think twice. Come crashing down, you can't let go and touch the ground. Is that what you really want, to leave this world right now? So stuck in hopelessness, deep in your own darknesses, you push yourself to the edge. Leave that note behind.
Okay, we are back with Sabrina. And Sabrina, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and close the show out. But I want to ask you one more question. And it's this. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
Oh, my gosh. I hope that the messages through my music has helped them, and that I know that I really appreciate all the support that I've gotten from family and friends and my supporters. And overall, still want to send the message out to never give up on your dreams and to go for it.
That, Sabrina, is a wonderful answer. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. And Sabrina, I just want to say to you that I wish you the utmost success in all that you do. My prayer for you is that God continues to bless you and that you take this music industry by storm. There you have it. An interview with Sabrina Fala on Power Rock Podcast. I am your host, Jim Madonna. And what we're going to do is we are going to play one more tune from Sabrina. This one here is called Stuck Up. Peace.
You're so far above it all, and I'm down below. You act like you'll never fall, but what you don't know, that's what Humpty Dumpty thought. The world revolved around him until he got a face full of the ground that's coming at you now.